Is your website pretty? Does it work right? Can people find it? If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Greetings and welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. I took a step back this week to take a deep breath and come to grips with the fact that we're officially in the fourth quarter of 2014. Where the hell did the year go? Wow. Now, many of you are getting your proverbial ducks in a row for 2015. And for some of you, that means planning and budgeting for a new website, sharpening up your social media skills and your BoStaff skills, and getting together your internet marketing and SEO plan for the coming year. So I thought this would be a good time, being the beginning of the fourth quarter, thought it'd be a good idea to devote today's show to the 4 degrees of Kevin Bacon, the 4 degrees of Google algorithm updates. Now, Google and all the search engines are updating their algorithms on a regular basis, but it's these four big ones that we're always hearing about. Many of you have been in discussion with peers about this very topic, and you were too embarrassed to admit that you were really confused by the whole mess and maybe didn't really know what you were talking about. It's okay. It's just us now. And I'm going to schoolhouse rock you with some knowledge that will empower you in the next discussion you have about this little mess. We'll call these big four algorithms the Google Menagerie. It's Penguin, Hummingbird, Pigeon, and Panda, in no particular order. But the order that we're going to go in is we're going to leave the two big ones for last. We're going to start out with the redheaded stepchild of the algorithms. And what I'm going to do on today's show, this is all about encapsulating all of this so that you have in one place. I want you to bookmark this page. I want you to bookmark this I want you to download this podcast and keep it with you as a reference, because that is the purpose of this. We're going to start out with the redheaded stepchild of the algorithms, the one that was named not by Google, but by SEO geeks, and that is Pigeon. Pigeon was rolled out officially in July of this year, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, as I've covered it in previous podcasts, which you can discover for yourself by visiting our podcast archives page at minddevelopmentanddesign.com/podcast. However, for the sake of completion, I'll give you a rundown of what Pigeon is all about. Local search results. That's it in a nutshell. Pigeon was a refinement of Google's local search algorithm. Now, some have argued that Pigeon has made internet yellow pages and other sites like superpages.com, yellowbook.com, insiderpages.com, smartpages, Manta. Some have argued that all of those are relevant again because of Pigeon. Maybe they are and maybe they aren't. It's not that they're completely irrelevant, but they were sites that kind of got caught up in some of the other algorithm searches, lost a little bit of gravity there. But there is still some relevance with them. And Google does these tweaks because, again, whether you believe this or not, search engines are really trying to keep an even playing field. It doesn't always look like that. It doesn't always feel like that. But that ultimately is the end goal, is to deliver the most accurate search results. And local search is an area that needed some help because we have different factors in there like reviews and such now that we didn't have before. So what you need to know about Pigeon is that you want to have your Google My Business profile filled out completely and accurately. All your local profiles, Yahoo, I mean, you name it, major local profiles. You want those filled out completely and accurately, and make sure your social media profiles are filled out completely and accurately as well. And make sure you're engaging with your customers and fans on social media. I can hear some of you cringing at this right now. I know it's time consuming, but do you want to rank or what? And finally, make sure to ask a happy customer to leave you a positive review. A lot of us, and I'm like this, I'm not always comfortable asking for a positive review because it almost feels like you're asking for a pat on the back. But unfortunately, we have all seen that the general public is all too happy to leave a scathing review after a bad experience, but they tend to forget to leave a good review if they're not asked. So it's okay. If somebody is happy with your service and you're in conversation with them, there's nothing wrong with just dropping something in there and saying, "Hey, could you go over to our Yelp profile and leave us a review, or could you give us a testimonial that we could put on our website?" Perfectly okay to do that. So, bottom line, make sure that all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed on your local profiles, and that you're engaging people in social media, because thanks to the Pigeon update, that all is being factored in more heavily now. Now, the next one is another bird, the Hummingbird update. The official rollout on that was last year. And there was a great article on Search Engine Land by Danny Sullivan from September 2013 that I thought really described Hummingbird in a really, really good way. And what Danny Sullivan said was, think of a car built in the 1950s. It might have a great engine, but it might also be an engine that lacks things like fuel injection or be unable to use unleaded fuel. When Google switched to Hummingbird, it's as if they dropped the old engine out of a car and put in a new one. It also did this so quickly that no one really noticed the switch. Now, of course, any algorithm update, there are going to be some people affected by it. So, you know, we all heard about it because there were some people up in arms saying, "Hey, you know, why did this happen?" Well, if all of this sounds confusing, please note that the Hummingbird update was not an update that was targeting link wheels, thin content, spammers, spam sites, spam eggs and spam, 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 etc. This was an update to refine search results, specifically conversational search. And this is fascinating stuff here. Google noticed that people are asking the search engine questions, you know, like in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Incidentally, if you're a fan of that movie, go to Google and do a search for "What is the meaning of life and the universe?" That's a fun one. And it's an example of what Google is noticing. For instance, if you're looking for a good tree removal service in Bad Axe, Michigan, that's a real city, folks. Letterman talked about it in the 80s and Wikipedia confirms it. So you type in, "Who is a good tree removal service in Bad Axe, Michigan?" The Google algorithm has to be able to determine the most relevant words in that sentence you type in order to deliver accurate results. Sound easy? Googlebot has to rule out the words "who is a" before it sees "tree removal service." Now, most of us don't think about that when we do our searches because, you know, that's a simplified version of what's going on here. But Hummingbird is an algorithm update that figures out what you're looking for from an actual question, so you won't be getting search results for "who is." You know, seriously, we take a lot of this stuff for granted, but these search engines are no small feat by any stretch. They're having to become more and more intuitive, and that's what this is all about. You don't hear talk about Hummingbird the way people talk about Panda and Penguin because it's not an algorithm that targets spammers. It's also not one that is updated with the regularity of the others. And I'll reference again Danny Sullivan's example of putting a new engine in an old car, because that's really what the Hummingbird update is. Google had a caffeine update in 2010 that focused on faster indexing, but the last time they rewrote an algorithm to the extent of Hummingbird, which was not based on speed, but based on accuracy, may have been as far back as 2001. Sarah Zim at the Mind headquarters at 313 West Liberty Street, Suite 119 in Lancaster, feel free to insert your old joke here. I can hear it coming.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast. We're talking about the Google Menagerie, Pigeon, Hummingbird, Panda, and Penguin. I hope you downloaded this podcast or intend to download it because it will be your point of reference from here on out for these animated algorithm updates. I want you to be able to reference this podcast whenever you have any questions about these. The whole purpose of it is to give you the information you need on all four in one concise place. If you listen to today's podcast and you don't feel empowered, you don't feel like you have a better understanding of these things, please click on the Ask a Question button on the podcast page on our website and give us your questions. Tell me what you don't understand. That's what this podcast is here for. We're here to answer your questions. We're here to clarify all this stuff for you. Now, we've talked about Pigeon. We've talked about Hummingbird, so we're going from color to black and white now. I'm talking about Panda and Penguin, the two most well-known Google algorithm updates, the ones that strike fear into the heart of spammers, and damn well they should. First up, let's talk about Panda, since that update happened in the last couple of weeks. Now, Panda's target is low-quality sites with thin content. It's important to note, though, that as well as looking at the content of the site, Google also uses inbound links and search queries to basically compare and see if the search queries make sense when they look at the content. Matt Cutts has said numerous times online that even though links don't factor as heavily into the Google algorithm as they used to, they're still very important, but they don't hold the majority of the weight like they used to. Given that, though, he's admitted that Google cannot really deliver a definitive determination on a given website or a given page without factoring links into it. So it's important to note that there is bleed over between Panda and Penguin. Even though they're two different parts of the Google algorithm, one does have a slight effect on the other. And again, not huge, but they do factor in together. Now, when Panda was first introduced, there was a notable surge in the rankings of news websites and social networking sites, and a drop in the rankings for sites containing large amounts of advertising. Now, as I mentioned before, Panda factors a site's inbound links and reference queries and search queries to determine if a site serves any purpose other than generating advertising revenue through clickable ads. I know that isn't quite how I said it a minute or two ago, but I wanted to emphasize there that Google's trying to root out these sites and get them out of the SERPs. News websites and social networking sites, what do they have in common? Loads and loads of original content posted consistently and regularly. Content with a lot of thought put into it, and therefore more content that is of higher quality. With the recent update, the buzz was that PBNs, not PBRs, though I could go for one right now, but private blog networks were being targeted. PBNs, private blog networks. I really hate that generalization, though, because private blog networks in and of themselves are okay. It's like Eric Clapton once said, it's in the way that you use it. Now, I'm going to do my own version of a Zimism here. Think of a PBN, a private blog network, as a rake. If you use that rake to rake your leaves and your neighbor's leaves, you'll be fine. Both your yard and your neighbor's yard will look great. And your neighbor will probably bring you an ice cold PBR for your efforts. On the other hand, if you use that rake to whop your neighbor upside the head, you're probably going to wind up in jail. So make sure your articles and posts are original, thought out, and are at least 350 to 400 words. Good and useful words, not fluff. Google doesn't exactly count words, but you want to err on the side of caution here and deliver some relevant, meaty content on your site. Beyond the rankings impact, your blog page is also your opportunity to build trust with your clients and prospects as a trustworthy expert in your field. Bottom line, garbage in, garbage out. And now it's time to talk about the Penguin, the one you've been waiting for, the one that is imminent here. The original rollout of Penguin was April 2012, modified in May 2012, and then updated every 6 months afterward. I'm planting that seed in your head because that comes into play here in just a couple of minutes. The main target of Penguin is link wheels and other link schemes. And as I referenced when we were talking about Panda, this is where the bleed over comes from, because the quality of your links, where they're coming from, and how relevant they are so vitally important. It's more important than ever to know how your SEO is going about getting you links, or if you're doing it yourself, making sure that you're not stretching the rules because you really don't want to be bothered with it, that you're making a legitimate effort. It takes time and patience. Many business decision makers don't have it and have taken crazy shortcuts for the last 10 years, and that's why we're here right now talking about this. Penguin is the most anticipated update of the year, as the expected update in May never happened. You heard it here first over a month ago, before the search engine forums talked about it. I told you that a Penguin update is coming in October or November. Now it's pretty much common knowledge that it's happening. So a little background first. Google Penguin is a Google algorithm update first announced April 2012. Then it was tweaked in May of 2012 and has been updated alternately in May and October since then, until May of this year when nothing happened. More about that here in a minute. The Penguin update is, by Wikipedia definition, aimed at decreasing search engine rankings of websites that violate Google's webmaster guidelines by using now declared black hat SEO techniques involved in increasing artificially the ranking of a web page by manipulating the number of links pointing to the page. Such tactics are commonly described as link schemes. Bottom line, a lot of businesses online were caught with their pants down by Penguin, and many went out of business because they lost their ranking and traffic literally overnight. Why? Because either knowingly or unknowingly, they bought links by the boatload. Irrelevant links. Links from foreign porn and casino sites. Irrelevant AdSense sites. Irrelevant sites in general. I mean, if you're a tree removal company in Bad Axe, Michigan, and you've got thousands of links to your site from the aforementioned porn and casino sites, from other irrelevant sites, even if they're good sites, like a dog food company, what the hell does dog food have to do with tree removal? The only legitimate way of building links is providing excellent content to other relevant websites. Either the content or the byline has a link back to your website. Just provide excellent content. Don't overdo it. Your intent is on full display to the search engine algorithm, believe me. Now, there's been a lot of speculation and waxing philosophic about why Google has waited a year to update Penguin, and screw speculation. We're going to play a game of connect the dots, my friends. Penguin's original rollout was completed with the tweak in May 2012. Next update was October 2012. Next updates, May 2013 and October 2013. Now it's been a full year and another update is imminent. Is it really hard to see what's going on here? I mean, is it really that hard? It makes perfect sense that Google would skip an update to get their point across. That update happened to be in May of this year. It makes perfect sense that they would be tired of dealing with blatant spam schemes and say, why should we be in a hurry to help the people who are gaming our system to the highest or lowest degree? Sad thing is that a lot of businesses have suffered simply because they trusted the wrong people for their SEO, and this garbage was being done behind their back. So at the end of the day, make sure you know where your links are coming from. Make sure you're going through the legitimate measures to gain those links. And to gain those links, you have to gain trust from those other websites. And you earn that trust by providing excellent, relevant content to them. Thank you again for tuning in to the Mind Your Business podcast. And don't forget to hit us up on Facebook and our Ask a Question page on our website. We're here for you and we love your questions. See you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.